Next item on the agenda. Item 12, consideration of amendments to Regulation 4 VAC 26-2010 to adjust the commercial summer flounder bycatch fishery limits. Mr. Grist.
Yes, sir. We've talked about this issue multiple times since October. This is about the bycatch fishery in Virginia for flounder. Originally, when the bycatch measures were put in place, it was to accommodate the multi-species trawlers, scallop fishermen who did not target it, but they may end up coming across some flounder in their nets. But in more recent times, we've seen an approach where trawlers are catching up large quantities of croaker, and in doing so, allowing them to bring in large quantities of flounder under the 10% bycatch rule, which was not the intention of that rule. We've talked with the commission multiple times about this. December 2nd, we had a meeting with some of the members of industry, including Mead Amory from Amory's, Michelle Peabody and Fella Daniels, along with associate member Bowden. And they've come up with some options that staff supports at this time. These are all detailed out in sections 48 through C on pages 3 through 5 in the draft regulation, the three main pieces being, instead of having just a general 10% bycatch rule when we're not having the open directed fishery, one would be to possess aboard any vessel in Virginia waters any amount of summer flounder in excess of 10% by weight of Atlantic croaker, or the combined landings on board a vessel of black sea bass, scup, squid, scallops, and Atlantic mackerel. So it's not as wide open anymore. We're going to limit it. If you're going to have the bycatch of flounder, we're going to limit you to these six species to have it with. That way no one comes up with some other species that we don't think about today and takes advantage of it down the road. Possess aboard any vessel in Virginia waters any amount of summer flounder in excess of 1,500 pounds landed in combination with Atlantic croaker. We saw the large amounts of flounder coming in with the bycatch was almost always in association with croaker. So in this situation, if they were to get into a large amount, there is a cap now where we're not going to see 5,000 pounds, 6,000, 7,000 pounds of flounder. We'll cap it. If they're having croaker on board, we'll cap it at 1,500, and that's it. The third item would be fail to land and sell the vessel's entire harvest at the point of landing. We don't want a situation where a vessel comes in here to drop off flounder, and they've got the croaker and whatever else on board, and then they take off and they still shovel overboard. You're going to come in here with the flounder, you're going to land everything. That way we get good numbers on everything that's on that vessel, and we don't have anyone trying to play a game with the system in another way. This has been advertised for a public hearing, and those staff recommendations are what we've put in the amendment.
Is what was in the amendment the consensus of the ad hoc group that?
Yes.
Because I know that, Ernie, Mr. Bowden, I really appreciate you serving on that committee. I know y'all work long and hard to come to these type of arrangements. Any questions of Mr. Grist? Dr. McConaughey?
I just want to make sure that I understand. So any of the bycatch flounder would be subtracted from the open?
It would be subtracted from the overall commercial harvest, commercial landings that we allow, which totals over 2 million pounds now on the commercial side. And that's kind of built in already in a sense, but it was never intended to be taken advantage of as much as it had now. So that would still happen, but this should cap it back down to the original intent. There's always going to be bycatch.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Grist.
Thank you.
This is a public hearing. Does anyone wish to be heard in reference to this regulation amendment? If not, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Bowden.
I had some very great concerns over some of the stuff that was happening, not just in Chincoteague or Hampton Roads, but I think it's something down the coast in reality. I think this goes towards addressing the problem. I don't know if it's really going to be enough. We'll know more down the road because we know croakers are not as abundant as they were. We have a tremendous year class that should go through the fishery and bring it back a lot, but they're all going to be wasted because there's no such thing as scrap. You know, this is next year's fish or the year after's fish that's being considered scrap, and it's not. I mean, I would consider scrap something that had commercial recreational value, that was extremely abundant, that the discard would not hurt the population, and I could consider that scrap, but that would be the only thing in this case, it's not scrap. This is all juvenile fish. The main concern I had was Rob raised a question that I never really gave a lot of thought to that day. These fish are not old enough to spawn. They haven't even spawned once in a lot of cases. So we really need to do something to preserve that. And every fish has to have at least a chance to spawn once. We want them to spawn numerous times, but in this case, not even once. So I will make a motion to go along with this. And one part was we were going to revisit this if croaker management changes, and it's a very strong chance that may in the future come under Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, and then we'll have to address the problem. But let's just hope this takes care of the problem. We really don't want to hurt the people who's doing things right.
Right.
I mean, you know, they're not wasting something. Instead of throwing it overboard dead at discard, they can bring it in. But when you turn the system the other way around, and basically you catch the flounder because they're a high value at that time of the year, and you go looking for something else to put on the boat so you can have the 10% flounder, and you discard it all when you get a shore or sell it for scrap, and this isn't right. So I make a motion that we go along with the ad hoc committee recommendations and staff recommendations.
Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. And again, Mr. Bowden, thank you for working on the committee. I know it took some time and effort and trip over, so I appreciate it.